story of the clarinet.
A musical instrument born of the Stone Age, reared during the me decade, but not housebroken until 4 p.m. on a recent Saturday afternoon. It, that is the clarinet, not the afternoon, consists of a cylindrical pipe. Cylindrical pipe. Made out of wood, metal, or occasionally liquid nitrogen, with a nose-shaped opening at one end and an hispid mouthpiece at the other end, which conceals a small bellows. The clarinet's enclosed air column is activated by a single reed of bituminous coal. When fluid from the clarinetist's spittle gland comes into contact with the reed, the instrument somehow attains sentience, to the extent that it is often smarter than its player. Early clarinets were made of wicker and used in religious ceremonies to carry holy water. In fact, the word wicker is a derivation of vicar, a parish woodwind priest, and a sticky wicker was a priest who... Oh, never mind. But its open weave design, coupled with the instrument's numerous keyholes, caused it to leak, and it eventually fell out of clerical favor. At one time, clarinets were used by witches, warlocks, and research scientists to dabble in alchemy. By speaking through a mouthpiece fashioned from bat wings, a skilled clarinetist could turn gold to water and sometimes back again. But gastrointestinal ailments often resulted from swallowing the reed, and the occult practice eventually died out. For generations thereafter, the clarinet was stigmatized because ignorant people mistook it for a small burrowing rodent that destroyed croplands and silage. But when an article in a woodwind trade journal hypothesized that the clarinet didn't bear its young alive after all, and therefore could not be a member of the Vol family, the clarinet immediately enjoyed a period of relative popularity, which is only now beginning to wane. Irish mensch named Patrick longed to play the clarinet in the local town band, but restrictive dental work condemned him to a life of poor tone quality. Still, his constant practicing helped drive the snakes out of Ireland, an achievement for which he was later besainted. The fact that thousands of irritated countrymen left with him is rarely mentioned. From Ireland, the clarinet followed the migratory path of moths to the nomadic camps of Romani Bohemia and Las Vegas, where its ability to effortlessly crank out seductive Latin melodies made it a 3-to-1 choice of gypsies over symphonic orchestras in their ballroom dance studios. Can be ascertained by counting the number of key pads it has. For bass clarinet, use base 10 calculations. For basset horns, count the ears. For contrabass clarinet, also called bassinets, apply the perfect axiom of chaos theory and stand clear. The clarinet makes a fine meal, cooked properly. The instrument's eggs, or claroba, are considered a delicacy in certain Western cultures. The glutinous fluids, which accumulate on the inside of the neck, make a mouth-watering marinade when cured. Inverted, the clarinet becomes an elegant wine vessel. Plus, its many keys allow the holder to precisely dial in the proper serving temperature in Fahrenheit, Celsius, or Klingon. An ignominious descendant of the early clarinet was the clarinoids, a disturbingly shrill instrument employed during the French Revolution to torment political prisoners. Mechanical improvements gradually transformed the clarinoids into the guillotine. Is vitally important to achieving superior clarinetics. If one leans too far to the right, the pitch can change dramatically and without warning. Equally crucial to instrumental proficiency is bladder control. Players should refrain from consuming large quantities of fluidic materials if extended clarinary performances are anticipated soon thereafter. Few duets exist for clarinet and salting cracks, because the crumbs from the latter tend to collect in the edge of the reed, befuddling the sound. The clarinet was once a terrible instrument of war. Santa Anna attacked the Alamo with 5,000 men armed with clarinets, and the valor of David Bowie and Jiminy Crockett, notwithstanding, roundly drugged Los Alamigos. Soon thereafter, the bayonet was forever removed from the belt, and it became an instrument of peace. Asked to describe the instrument he helped popularize, Benny Goodman once cryptically said of the clarinet, "It is bigger than a mailbox, but smaller than the bread inside." He never elaborated. The Goodman University Science Department has proved that the clarinet is immune to the Doppler effect. Its frequency remains constant no matter if it approaches or moves away from the listener. Contrary to popular folklore, clarinets are not lighter than air. However, the molecules of clarinets are in constant motion, and the instrument must always be locked in its case or grasped tightly when playing. Otherwise, it may escape into what musicologists term an Algonquin hole, doomed to drift in and out of tune and focus for eternity. To recap, the clarinet is the national instrument of Bali, where it is used primarily as an agricultural tool to till croplands and disperse seed and fertilizer. Its resemblance to the haggis fish has caused it to be over-harvested in the North Sea, where it is officially listed as in danger. Upon first hearing the plaintive trill, Albert Einstein was moved to modify his E equals MC cubed theory to the more familiar E equals MC squared. And the clarinet is only one of two musical instruments that sounds better played underwater. Due to logistical constraints, this will not be substantiated today. Thank you. The clarinet, advanced single-reed technology in a convenient analog format.